Good morning. Welcome to the Healthy Living Fitness Walk for ANNA. Welcome. My name is Dawn Kunkong Satian. I'm a registered nurse in academia and also a certified nephrology nurse. Healthy living and fitness is something that we take for granted we're able to do, and we have to recognize that as our patient's health declines, we're also in the same boat because we can only ever live in the same moment that we're in right now. No two moments will be the same, and so this is very important for us to take this opportunity while being at the conference today to go ahead and just take some time for ourselves. I work a lot with Gene Watson at University of Colorado in caring science, and this is very important as she procrastinates and says, hey, this word, this self-living, this self-love is very important to us, and you're taking time out to do that today by going ahead and taking time for yourself, and that's very important. So from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for being able to take time to listen. So health, fitness, and yoga is something that should be very important to all of us. In my point of view, it's very important to be able to talk to our patients and also be a living model to our patients about what health should look like, fitness should look like, and potentially using yoga as a mechanism for that. So as we start to walk today, I'd like us to go ahead and think about the fact that we will need to connect all of the parts of our body, from the soles of our feet all the way up to the crown of our head, which is where we connect in meditation to any spiritual being and faith that we have. So by leaning forward slightly on the balls of our toes, this activates an acupressure point in the sole of our feet because as we grow older, we tend to have more and more of a reason to lean back in fear of falling. We do this unconsciously and begin sometimes when, as females being pregnant perhaps, the lordosis comes in and we start to learn to lean back more on our heels. And as we have that abdominal fat that accumulates around the abdomen, we tend to lean back more on those heels, and therefore we're not in contact with the ground. So lean forward just slightly, just 1 degree, until you can really feel the balls of those feet connecting with the earth, and this is a great way to go ahead and understand that we are all rooted into the ground and we need to remain grounded. Some of the things about our fitness is that it's not all about physical health. Emotional health is very important as well, and so we need sometimes to be rooted and grounded in order so that we do not, in our heads, get very emotional and we're able to bring that energy down from our body away from our emotional center, and we're able to go ahead and put it into perspective. We know that life presents its challenges, whether it be home life, work life, professional, with the children, with parents. There are many different aspects stress may come to us. And so as we go ahead and walk today, that ability to go ahead and connect with the earth being very important. The earth is what feeds us, and yoga teaches us that we need to eat well, but we also need to do some other things very well, and that includes breathing well. So as you set out on your walk or your run today, being conscious of how your feet are hitting the ground and connecting with the earth, I want us to take a few deep breaths in. Being able to breathe in through your nose very slowly, and then hold that breath for 5 seconds. And then breathing out slowly again for 5 seconds. If we do this for 2 to 3 breaths as we're walking, this goes ahead and helps us to appreciate the heavens that come from above our head. The heavens give us the water that we need to nourish our body, as well as the ground goes ahead and gives us the food we need to nourish our bodies. And yoga is as much of a mental process as it is a physical process of endurance and strength and health. So as you're walking, I'd like you to think about connecting with the earth, but also remembering you need to breathe well. Now, depending on the pace that you choose to walk today or run, you will find that that breathing may become harder and harder. So I want you to continue to focus on just breathing well. Keeping your mouth open slightly will go ahead and help you to exhale the toxins in your body. What do I mean by the toxins? Well, carbon dioxide is the toxins to our bodies, and we tend to, whenever we get stressed, unconsciously hold our breath. And we keep the carbon dioxide in our bodies, which then in turn leads us to become acidotic. So breathing well is very important as we go through life and remembering the situations where we need to just take that deep breath, even before we say something in a stressful situation, because there is energy flowing down our body and it needs to go through the lungs and the heart to come down so that we can make physical action. And if we go ahead and respond too quickly, we may say things that we regret. And our health also depends on us being able to be comfortable with how we go through each day, the things that we say to everybody. The power of positivity is very important with health and yoga. So being able to go ahead and think positive thoughts to yourself and spending some time each day thinking about positive things is very important. I had my hand, as I'm speaking to you right now, have a worry stone, and it has the word breathe on it. I use this in my pocket at work, and when I find myself in a stressful situation, I put my hand in my pocket, and I feel for that worry stone, and it just reminds me, just breathe. You're here with a challenge to learn from something. Just take a moment to think which direction and how I want to respond. I want to respond with kindness. I want to be able to respond truthfully, and yet at the same time, I need to be aware that I may be engaging with other people and that my reactions should not be just that, reactions. They should be preconceived. They should be something that I know how I want to respond to, and I'm comfortable with that response. Versus feeling like I'm in the back, a corner maybe, and I have to respond even though I'm uncomfortable saying what I may have to say. And that happens to many of us when we interact with our patients, with our colleagues, even when we get home. Sometimes we're too burnt out to interact actively and positively with our loved ones, children, family members, and spouse. So this is very important that we learn that we have to use mechanisms and find ways in which to go ahead and find our own mental health as well as our physical body. So as your walking is now beginning, I've talked to you a little bit about being grounded and being connected with the earth. Now I want us to use some of our other senses. So take a moment to look around you and appreciate where you are. Maybe today there's clouds in the sky and there's some rain. Yes, that's wonderful. We're going to have some water. We're not going to be in a drought like some areas of the world where they don't have enough water. Can we appreciate the clean air that we're breathing today? Because there's been political action to have clean air acts and to make it so that we don't have fog made up and smog made up of pollutants in the air, and we're monitoring that at all times. Are we able to hear any birds in the trees? Are we able to appreciate some sunshine on your face, even though it is an early hour? Are you able to go ahead and be able to appreciate what's around you and just let all of the other things go, from the conference to what may be going on at work to what may be going on at home? And just appreciate the moment that you're in right now, that you're outside and you're connecting with nature. Many people find nature something very soothing, but for other people, when we're under a lot of stress, being in a place of just silence can be extremely stressful because our minds constantly go back to, what if, what's happening, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, and it takes a long time to be comfortable with stillness. So in your yoga, in your fitness, no matter what kind of fitness you do or kind of yoga, and if it incorporates an element of meditation, it's important to understand that stillness meditation is the hardest type of meditation for you to accomplish. And so meditation does not have to occur in a form that involves sitting still. You are meditating at this point in time by just breathing in and being conscious of who you are, where you are, and having an awareness of your body in connection with nature. That is a type of meditation. And as you practice this type of meditation, you slowly learn that thoughts will come, but just don't connect and focus on them. Let them go. There's a way of centering yourself in order to go ahead and accept that thoughts will come to my mind, but if I just let them come and go, when I go through a routine of exercise and fitness, this will go ahead and be able to go away, and I will become more practiced in letting go of those thoughts, so that when I return from my walk, my run, I will have recognized I've been thinking about things, but not really remember exactly what it was I was thinking about. That's a very important start to learning to meditate with yoga and being able to focus only on your own body, how you are feeling. Yoga and fitness is a way of connecting with your own bodies. All too often, we're too busy connecting with others to recognize that we have to connect internally with ourselves. And so yoga and fitness allows us to do that. So what I'd like you to do right now is, as you're doing your walk or your run, is to go ahead perhaps and stretch those arms up above your head, bringing your elbows as close to your ears as you can do, and just reach for the sunshine in the sky. Reaching up allows us to stretch, which is also another important component of yoga. And allowing us to stretch our bodies up allows us to make our bodies feel things that we normally wouldn't do. Just think back to when you were a child, maybe 6 or 7 years old. You're always running around, propelling yourself, going forward on the tips of those toes. Your arms are always flailing above your head. When was the last time you had that much fun and laughter? It's very difficult for us as adults now to connect the fact that we rarely lift our arms above our heads and just take that time to stretch. That's very important. It allows us to fully expand those lungs when we take that deep breath, and stretching our rib cage up by lifting our shoulders up a little bit higher and taking that deep breath in and holding it just for 2 or 3 seconds can make the difference between helping our bodies to feel and for us to connect with our own bodies. You've heard the saying, no pain, no gain, and yoga can seem deceptively easy. So you always respect your body, but if you're not listening to your body, it can be very difficult, and we can easily go ahead and overdo elements of walking or running that we may not be used to. So in your mind, respect what your body is feeling. You are not defined by your body. Your body is yours to do with as you choose, but you must respect not hurting your body as well. So you take it as much as you can, but I do want you to feel your bodies and feel the difference in the walk. If this is something you're not used to and you don't do on a regular basis, then just respect that. For those of you that are people who have a routine of exercise and fitness already, then please go ahead and just feel your body and just carry on with that routine that you've got in place. But just go ahead and really connect with your internal organs. Feel what it feels like for those feet to pound on the pavement, sidewalk, wherever it is that you're working, if it's a trail that you're walking on. So just feel your body and be aware of how your joints are taking that. Make sure it's not too hard and too jarring. If it is, then maybe just slow down a little bit and you can speed walk and still have the same cardiac effects and go ahead and get that heart rate up by speed walking as much as you would. But perhaps your body's saying, today I'm tired and I need to go ahead and not jar on those shins, on those ankles, or those knees or those hips quite as much. It's very important for us to listen to our bodies and to be able to respect what they feel like each time we go out, because every day is very different. One other element of yoga that is important for you to understand today is the idea of sleeping well. Our bodies are often divided into 3 categories in yoga. They're divided by the physical body, the emotional body, but also by the spiritual body. And so I want us to understand that in our heads, we need time to be able to dream. That is very important for your hopes, your goals. We often, in our subconscious, start to formulate things we want to do with our family, our life goals, our dreams. they all come to us when we're asleep. So it is important for you to make time to sleep as well. We can't be so exhausted that physically when we want to go out for that walk in the morning, oh, I'm too tired and I don't have a routine and oh, I just need to go back to sleep another 10 minutes. This is one of the things where we look at the quality of our sleep, not just the quantity of our sleep. But we do need good sleep because our dream cycles go through about every 90 minutes, and we need to have at least 3 or 4 of these each night to go ahead and feel well. If we keep getting interrupted with our sleep, that can also be another reason for feeling very sluggish and not feeling great the next day and feeling like the quantity of sleep that we get would be much better than the quality of the sleep that we get. So an important element that we respect in yoga is being able to sleep well. When we sleep well, then we feel like we have energy to do those things. We don't need quite as much sleep, and we're able to go ahead and then feel up to doing a walk, doing a run, or even just going outside to stretch our bodies and take the time to deep breathe. So if we breathe well, if we connect with the earth, we go ahead and are able to nourish our bodies well with the right amount of food, with the right amount of liquid intake, and also go ahead and sleep well, we're doing all of the elements that any type of yoga would go ahead and ask of us. Now, there are many different types of yoga. Some of them focus more on strength and endurance of our bodies, and they may be in positions that always look like we're twisted like a pretzel. Pilates is one of these, and lots of people thoroughly enjoy learning how they can push their bodies to hold and push and positions and breathe at the same time as feeling that pain, and they feel great afterwards. But it does look deceptively easy despite the twisting of the bodies in some of those positions. Other forms are less recognized as forms of yoga, such as Zumba. So people who have a hard time sitting still for meditation, think about the last time you were out there dancing. A lot of people, when you're out there dancing and you're moving your bodies and you're having a great time, you don't think. That is a form of meditation, and in its own way is a form of yoga. So sometimes this walking that we're doing right now, any type of exercise, gives us the opportunity to rest our brains and just focus on that physicality, because you know we can go ahead and do that quite easily in many different ways. I hope that this is helping you to go ahead and recognize this connection with your body. So again, as you walk, do another one of those stretches, but this time go ahead and stretch your arms out to the side. Really expand those lungs and roll those shoulder blades together. We hold a lot of tension in our necks. And so with that, I want you to go ahead and just roll those shoulders around as if you're going ahead and you're swimming and you're doing the front crawl and or you're doing breaststroke, and you can feel those shoulder blades moving. It's really important that we go ahead and recognize when we have a lot of tensions in our body or that our bodies are being held in one position for long periods of time. I don't know about you, but I find that I sit on that computer an awful lot for my work. And so sitting there in your computers or doing repetitive movements that mean my shoulders are leaning forward versus back, I need to take the time every day to go ahead and do just the opposite with my body to alleviate tensions and also allow those muscles to move so they don't get stuck against the fascia, which means that they go ahead then and get held back almost like glue against the bones in a way that I wouldn't like it to. So it's very interesting to go ahead and think about periodically, even at your desks at work, to go ahead and stretch your arms up above your head, stretch them out to the side, or just stretch those arms back. Now, I'm not great with my upper body strength, and I don't know about you guys, but I find that if I go ahead and try and do push-ups, oh, my body doesn't really, and I'm not a big person, but I still have trouble holding my body weight up with those push-ups. So I find a different way of kind of doing that stretch with my shoulders as well instead of doing push-ups. And I hold on to the door jamb so that when I have an open doorway, I stretch my hands either side with my feet planted firmly on the ground with non-slip socks. And I go ahead and I stretch my arms and lean forward through the doorway. This can be tremendously helpful, again, in getting an additional type of stretch for your shoulders to alleviate those tensions. Now, another exercise that you can do is to bring your shoulders all the way up to your ears and go ahead and tighten them up as much as you possibly can. And then kind of forcibly, I want you to drop those shoulders down. And I want you to feel the flood of heat that comes through your shoulders as you go ahead and do that. Do that again for me another couple of times. Bring those shoulders all the way up to your ears. And then I want you to go ahead and drop them down. Last time, and I'm going to add one other thing in for you, go ahead and bring those shoulders all the way up to your ears. And when you bring them down, I want you to go ahead and shake your hands. I want you to just really go ahead and let those elbows and those wrists go really, really floppy and go ahead and shake them out. We do a lot of work on computers, so those wrists, we go ahead and get repetitive strain injuries from having our hands and our fingers in these small motions typing on computers. So shaking your hands out periodically is very important. So move your wrists and twirl them around in a clockwise direction and do that about 10 times for me. And now go ahead and do that in the opposite direction. Anything we do in yoga to one side of our body, we go ahead and do to the opposite side of the body. And we do that in one motion, meaning we may go clockwise, and then we may go ahead and go anti-clockwise afterwards as well. So even though we're doing it to both hands at the same time, we're also doing it in two different motions in different ways. These are easy ones to do, but some of us may suffer with a little bit of arthritis. I know that it's creeping up on my hands now, tightening up some of those pieces of equipment on dialysis machines, for example, can go ahead, and I certainly notice it in those cold mornings when the temperatures are not particularly warm. So going ahead and just twirling your wrists around is important. So with your elbows, I now want you to go ahead and I want you to pull your arms as if you're pulling back a bow and arrow. So put your right arm straight out in front of you and pull your left arm back so that your hand is close to your shoulder. And then as if you are going ahead and letting go of an arrow, push that left arm straight forward in front of you and pull your right arm back. And then the opposite again. These can be great motions just for moving your elbows, moving your wrists, and keeping your joints very healthy. Joint health is kind of a great area to go ahead and focus on in yoga, as well as those stretching of the muscles too. We find that we use muscles that are not necessarily used every single day in yoga, which is why we can feel achy afterwards. So now if you can, clasp your hands behind your back, palms facing each other, and go ahead and roll your shoulders back and just pull those arms back if you can and stretch behind you. Again, it helps to relax those shoulders and it also helps to go ahead and pull those shoulder blades together and you can start to feel your rib cage going ahead and opening up as well. So while you have your hands back there, go ahead and take a deep breath in. And then breathe out through your mouth. It helps if you make noises when you're going ahead and breathing. And that may sound a little bit funny to a lot of people, but it's again that conscious awareness. I can hear my body doing the things I'm asking of it versus holding your breath in and doing it as quietly as possible. Music is a great way to go ahead and allow us to move our bodies as well. So as we're walking, I want you to think consciously now about those hips. Sway those hips around as if you're on the Hawaiian Islands there and feel those hips moving around. Consciously lift those knees up a little bit higher than you would do as you're walking, almost as if you might be marching, and feel those joints in your hips. These are very important joints because as we sit down an awful lot for our work and we're more sedentary in our lifestyles today, using the couch potato as an example, it's very important that we learn that these joints need moving. So now go ahead and bring those joints and bring those knees out to the side if you can. So go ahead and just swing your legs out to the side, left and right, as you continue to walk. May look funny, but we're walking like ducks and we don't care. This is very important for our health, and that's one thing that we are often held back by is those emotions and those fears of what other people are going to think as we do certain things and go ahead and present ourselves maybe differently to traditional walking. But swinging those hips will go ahead and help to loosen up. Then if we go ahead and flick those ankles a little bit, so as you go ahead and walk, go ahead and flick those ankles in front of you and loosen up those joints in the ankles. This is a great way to recognize whether we are loose or whether we're still trying to control with our mind those ankles, or if we can fully let our foot just go flopper, 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 left and right in front of us as we go ahead and walk. Controlling our body is very important to us because in our minds it prevents us with that fear of falling, and if we're not able to control, then that can be very scary. Please be careful of your own mobility levels, and please respect that. If you do have any balance issues, that may be something you wouldn't want to do on a regular basis unless you're holding on to something to ensure that stability. But it is important for those of us that are still mobile to go ahead and recognize that sometimes letting our muscles go slack and floppy are very important. In fact, I do an exercise to help me sleep at night where I use the metatarsal bones, where we often go ahead and get the bunions on the inside of the foot, and I actually let my ankles relax all the way out so that my little toe is flopping against my bed, and then I bring my big toes all the way together until I actually bang those bones together very gently. And I do that in rapid succession, letting my ankles flop all the way out to the bed, and then bringing my foot all the way upright until it hits the other foot simultaneously. And I do that to go ahead and bring about a kind of tingling sensation in my feet. Now, may sound the oddest of exercises, but what it does is help to bring the blood from my brain down to my legs. It's a repetitive movement, which many of us do some kind of rhythmic movement with our feet before we go to sleep, whether we rub them against the sheets or whether we tap, 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 tap. Some of us, even when we're nervous, we sit down and we automatically just go ahead, and you can hear the tap, 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 tap like this of people as they tap their foot. And often it's something that soothing their own nerves and their stress levels down. So by doing this consciously, I can bring the blood down from my brain, which then in turn makes me drowsy and helps me right before I go to sleep. So the tingling sensation I get is also the ability of my body to get rid of negative energy from that and allow me to concentrate on taking those slow, deep breaths that are associated with the dream and the sleep state. And of course, we've said earlier, breathing well is very important as well. So as we're taking in nature today, I want us to go ahead and stretch. So just take a moment there to go ahead and stop and stretch those muscles out. So stretch in any way you feel comfortable. Some people will go ahead and bend over, and they'll go ahead and lean forward with their chest towards the floor and stretch out. Some people will go ahead and just turn to one side and stretch their hip out to one side. Some people prefer to bring their arm over their head as they do that type of stretch. But it is important to recognize stretching is a very important part of what we may be doing as we're walking. So moving those muscles and knowing which ones we should stretch, that we don't stretch maybe often enough, is an important part of what yoga and fitness will do for us. Stretching our minds is also part of reducing stress with fitness. So how do you take care of yourself? How do you, as Jean Watson would put it, in loving kindness, take care of yourselves as nurses and technicians and healthcare professionals to go ahead and reduce that stress that you endure on a daily basis? Our minds need to go ahead and have a way of releasing tension in order not to internalize the problems and the situations that we may be faced with that cause us undue stress, and allow us to then internalize it and become stressed by it. Loving kindness means that we take time out to do good practices. So again, should we be embodiments of health? That's debatable, but we certainly shouldn't ignore it, because we know that we need our own health in order to take care of others. That is our designated role in life at this time, is that as healthcare professionals, we take care of others. So why should we not take care of ourselves? What do you do to go ahead and make sure that you're drinking enough liquids, provided there are no restrictions, as we would see in some of our dialysis patients? What would we go ahead and do? Are we drinking the right amount? Are we drinking too much alcohol? Are we using alcohol as a coping mechanism to reduce that stress? Are we going ahead and using tea and coffee because we're so sluggish when we get up that we can't function without feeling like, I need caffeine. And then we ended up talking like some of the minions where we're talking, and we're talking so fast. How do we slow that down and center ourselves, especially when we're around people who are not necessarily in a relationship I would describe as biogenic? The word bio means life, and the word genic usually refers to giving. So how do we develop relationships that don't stress us, that are life-affirming, life-giving, that we give as much as we receive in that relationship with that other person? Now, I've been on teams, and I know that I don't necessarily like everybody I have to work with, but I have to find a way not to turn them into what we call biacidic relationships, which the word acidic refers to acid, meaning it's a toxic type of relationship. It drains you. You feel drained from the interaction, and you feel like you've given so much and haven't received anything in return. Now, these types of relationships can occur in our personal lives, our professional lives, and it can occur in interactions with colleagues, with friends, as well as with loved ones. And we have to be able to recognize whether a relationship is something where you feel you're getting something out of it, and how can we, in loving kindness, know when to even remove ourselves from that relationship, because it is no longer healthy for us to be maintained in that relationship. When we think about the health that we endure and the time that we spend on our own, many of us are very uncomfortable spending time just by ourselves. Or we feel like even if we want to, there is a difficulty doing that because you're constantly giving to people. The color green is very much associated with healthcare professionals because there is an area of the body around the throat called the jade gate in chakras, and it refers to the person's ability to connect their hopes and their dreams with their heart emotion, which is usually associated with giving and caring. And so a lot of healthcare professionals will show a lot of green when you go ahead and look at their energy levels. When we consider this, and assume that maybe all of us have that element of caring, we need to understand that caring is not always natural to every single person that we talk to. So it is important for us to recognize that sometimes we have to take time out to be lovingly kind to someone, even if we're feeling completely the opposite. Because we know that in humanity, we hurt each other so much with the words we say and with the actions that we do. And even if we don't like anybody, as somebody else entitled to an opinion that's different to ours, and in our political times that we're in right now, this ability to go ahead and have loving kindness for yourself and for the relationships you're in is very, very important. So as we look for those biogenic relationships that we have in life, how we give loving kindness to other people is by listening to them, being able to hold a space, a sacred space between the two of you that is life-affirming, that you are able to listen but without judging that other person. You may have different opinions, but that doesn't mean to say that the other person's opinions are maybe wrong. And just being able to say, their thoughts are not my thoughts, and I do not have to think like this person, can be very important in changing biocidic relationships even into biogenic relationships. We can change those around by just simply saying, do you realize what you say hurts me? Do you understand that this action hurt my feelings? Some people won't even know that they've taken an action or said a word or how they've said it and why they've said it. And we always say the truth hurts, but with fitness and with health, it is important for us to build relationships around us and be with people that we want to be like, that have a positive energy, that don't bring us down. And we also need to learn that we're our own worst enemies as well. We often tell ourselves very negative thoughts in our head. So when we go for walks or runs, I want us to think about the positive things that we can say to ourselves. I am good enough. I am confidence. I am joy. I am peace. I am loved. There are people who love me. Because it's so easy to feel alone with your thoughts, and the time that we are alone is probably the time that we say those negative things, and which is why we try and avoid them, because we think that if we're alone, then I'm just unworthy of any of this. So self-love is a very important part of what we do, as well as the relationships that we build with other people. So when we consider someone's energy and we look at loving ourselves, we need to see ourselves as complete beings, not as parts of beings. So this is why the fitness and talk that I'm doing today incorporates all elements of being able to sleep well, and also talking about your dreams and your relationship that you have with your faith, your spirituality, or what other higher faith and power you believe in, because that is an important part of helping to give you direction in where you want to go. It helps to give you a passion, which is the next element, your emotional elements, giving you a passion for what you need to do. So you can hear the doing is an action verb, and anytime we use action verbs to do something means that we have to take physical action. And sometimes we're held back because our bodies may want to do things, but they may have to, they may have arthritis, we may have had knee replacements, we may have lung problems, asthmas, those kind of things that hold us back from really doing what we need to do. So we have to come to terms sometimes and accept where we can work with our bodies. And we also have to go ahead and continue to try and do to the best of our abilities what we can do. But all too often, those emotions in the middle, we talk about those negative emotions versus talking to ourselves about, I can do it, I can do it. We tend to talk ourselves out of that. So as much as fitness is a physicality, it is as much a mentality of being able to feel rested, being able to get up out of bed each morning and say, yes, I can go ahead and do this, going ahead and saying, I can make time for this in my schedule, and not talking yourself out of it by thinking you can't do it before you've even tried. It's very important that we go ahead and recognize just all those elements that comprise the entirety of health. So when we consider the foods that we choose to eat, and we talked about the water and the drinks that we have, we also have to talk about the foods that we choose. And as much as we may have economic restraints and restraints that mean that we may not have transportation to the grocery stores that we would like, our patients are often in the same boat. And so we have to consider, when we talk about health and we talk about bodies, we always think about fruits and vegetables. But it's always about balance of everything that we go ahead and take in life, whether it be that we are somebody that eats fish, red meat. It's the choices of what we do and how much we choose to eat that often ends up being the problem. It's more the portion size and the time, the loving preparation that goes into food for many of us is such a struggle with what we have and the demands on our time. So that time is a precious commodity. And so it takes some doing to go ahead and get into a fitness routine to be able to understand the necessity to maybe have still time. Still time, as I described earlier, is very difficult for a lot of people, and so they might just need to start out with just general physicality in order to find that meditation time as well. So however we decide to try and accomplish this, it is something that is purposeful. It is not going to come easily, and there'll be times that you won't feel like doing it, and then it's so easy to get out of a routine. Things that incorporate health often take many, many months to go ahead and establish a routine where it becomes more of an idea that this is my life, this is not a change. And even then, there are life events that will make us get off of that bandwagon after 2 or 3 years of being really great, and then all of a sudden something will change in our lives. It, something comes along and we're not able to get back into that routine as easily as we did before. So it's a constant keep just taking steps forward. The only moment we have is the moment in time, right here, right now. And you can't beat yourself up about what has passed. You can't stress yourself about what is coming towards you. You can only live with the choices you have every single moment. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then you just have to be able to let things go. That's why the breathing, you are able to let things go when you breathe easily and you breathe deeply. So at the end of our walk here, we're getting close now to the 45 minutes, and I want us to go ahead and recognize whether that breathing rate is a little bit hard for us, and recognize it's going to take a few deep breaths to get rid of that acid that may have accumulated in our body as a result of the walk. So taking that deep breath in, I want you to throw your arms out wide and a little bit behind you in what they call the sun posture. And that will allow us to take the deep breath in. And again, as slow as you possibly can, take that breath in. Hold it there for just 5 seconds. And then breathe slowly out again. Go ahead and take that deep breath in again. And just try consciously to slow this down. You may feel the pounding of your heart, depending on how physical your exercise was today, behind the rib cage there. And just breathe out in your own time. And just slowly try and breathe in and reduce that acid in your body as quickly as possible through those deep breaths. Just in through your nose as best you can. And then out through your mouth in the best possible way. And hopefully you can recognize towards the end of your journey here today that this has been something that has calmed your mind and your spirit and has allowed you to start your day by centering yourself. That word yourself means that, on yourself, that you can feel your body now. You can maybe feel the tingling of the energy and the blood flow through the palms of your hands today, through the balls of your feet. You can feel nice and warm. Maybe you've got a hat on because it's cold outside. Maybe it's nice and warm, and you're just able to appreciate the sun on your face right now. But that appreciation of what's outside, the people that you're walking next to, you're smiling and waving as you're passing them or they're passing you, and recognize you're in a sisterhood and a brotherhood of people who all are like-minded and want to take care of their own health, even though we are at work in our own professional rights at the conference today. And being able to recognize that still taking time for oneself, no matter how we accomplish that, is tremendously important. And so networking and talking is fabulous, but we need sometimes to stop those thoughts coming through. So being able to spend quiet time, even as you go into your hotel room, perhaps taking a shower this morning before breakfast, recognize that alone time and just feel your body tingling from the walk that you've done today, the run that you've done, and that you can actually feel good and energized by going ahead and taking the time to work as you walk. The whole time that we have gone ahead and been on this walk, I have been also walking and pacing. And so even though I'm not there with you at this current moment, I am with my voice right next to you. And so know that my body is also walking and tingling as I'm sharing these pearls of wisdom with you about my experiences of being a yoga teacher and the things that I have learned about how to work this into a routine and to be able to turn life upsets around to positives and go ahead and help not only your physical body to attain a level of health, but also your emotional state so that you feel more prepared to give to your patients, but not give to the point that you don't have enough for yourself, you don't have enough for your family, for your loved ones, for your friends, and also to still maintain work relationships too. So I thank you very much for your time today. I really appreciate you taking the time out to listen, and namaste.